are listening to Hot Start on EAA Radio.
And with us here from the Disabled American Veterans, we have Liz Johnson. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
We have a whole big news release here about the DAV and the DAV flight team. Why don't you tell us what you're all about?
Well, we're a program with Disabled American Veterans. It's a public outreach program, and we go to air shows throughout the country all year. The program's been in existence for about 9 years now. We've been coming to EAA for several years, and our mission is to increase awareness of disabled veterans. And so, of course, coming here to EAA, which is, you know, family-friendly, patriotic event, is a great place for us to be every year.
You also have several notable I would say representatives for the DAV, specifically Gary Sinise and the Lieutenant Dan Band, and also Larry Kelly and his B-25 Panchito, which is very popular at air shows.
That's right. We typically do travel with the B-25 with Panchito, and we also work with a couple of other B-25s, depending on what show we're at throughout the country. This year we've changed things up a bit because of the centennial of naval aviation. We're actually traveling to EAA with a Corsair and a Bearcat. So while we usually do enjoy the company of the B-25, we've decided to do something a little bit different this week.
A little harder to get passengers in on those airplanes though too, isn't it?
It is. You were asking me earlier if I had flown on the B-25, and I have, but I have not flown on either the Corsair or the Bearcat.
That's tough on the Corsair.
A little bit of a tight squeeze.
Yeah. It would be. Well, you know, with enough duct tape, we can probably attach you to the wing.
I don't see how that could be a problem.
But anyway, you know, unfortunately, we have all too many disabled veterans. What kind of outreach programs do you have for them?
Well, Disabled American Veterans is a wonderful organization that we're really proud to work with, and they offer so many opportunities for veterans, from something as basic as a ride to the hospital, to the VA, which is really not a basic thing, but it's an important thing, to lobbying in Congress. If you follow them on their Facebook page, you can see they're continuously raising awareness for issues for veterans, which at this time we have so many brave men and women coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan that are disabled. It's crucial.
It is.
Absolutely crucial work that Disabled American Veterans is doing right now.
Well, it's important to get the help to them because they've made such a sacrifice to keep us all safe and free here and enjoying this.
Yes.
But one of the things that I saw, I was looking at your website the other day, and you don't have to be a member of the DAV to have the DAV help you out. Is that correct?
That is correct. That is correct. So you can go to them, and they will help you get your benefits that you have earned if you are a veteran.
And this is at no cost to them at all.
That's right. That's right. So, in fact, recently there was an article that said, I believe it was in Las Vegas, you know, the lawyers that are, you know, which is great that there are people helping veterans, but DAV can do this without involving lawyers. The DAV can do this, can help the veterans get the benefits that they've earned.
That is amazing. And if you are a disabled veteran, how do I get in touch with the DAV?
The easiest way, if you're on the web, is to go to the DAV website, which is dav.org, and that is the best way to access any information about them.
And you'll be out here at EAA. Where are you going to be?
We're over in Scott's Warbird Alley, and if anybody wants to stop by, we, of course, would be happy to talk with them and to talk to them about benefits and help connect them with a service officer who can give them more information and get them connected with the right people.
How did the DAV get started?
The DAV was started after World War I. It was chartered in an effort to draw attention to the special interests of veterans after World War I.
So you guys your organization has been around for a long time.
That is correct.
This is just not a fly-by-night outfit. Oh, we've been here 9 years. You've been around for a long time.
It's substantial, and it's a large organization. It's 1.2 million members. And it is a nonprofit organization, but it is a true substantial group that does really good work for veterans.
And there are many avenues of help for veterans courtesy of the DAV?
There are. There's a volunteer network, a volunteer service network, which is really excellent. So it's actually other volunteer veterans that can help shuttle people to VA appointments, that provide a number of services, which is, I think, outstanding to have, you know, veterans helping veterans.
So you're providing personal support to the veterans as well as government liaison.
Absolutely.
And things like that. You cover the whole range.
It's very widespread. It really comes in many different facets, yes.
I imagine a lot of them have a lot of issues to work through when they get back, besides their obvious physical disability.
Yeah, that's been something that's been a big headline lately, unfortunately, with a lot of the PTSD. We have a lot of men and women coming back with, a lot of disabilities.
And of course, you know, and the thing of it being is, you know, they're out there in combat with their buddies, and something happens. The next thing they know, they're stateside, they're hurt. And, there must be a lot of confusion and everything involved in something like that. And it must be difficult for the veterans to adjust because, you know, here they are. They were with their buddies one moment, and the next they're stateside and disabled.
That's true. It's true. I think it's a huge adjustment for people coming back. You have unemployment issues. You have family issues. You have physical disabilities. You have emotional disabilities. There's a lot going on right now with these people coming back.
This is by far a very important mission for the DAV to help these as best they can.
It is.
It's a shame that we need your services. It's a shame that we keep creating disabled veterans.
It is unfortunate, but you know it's our mission to pay tribute to them and to help them, and we're so glad that they're out there helping fight for our freedom. And so.
So am I.
You know, it is what
so
it
that
is.
I can sit here and do this.
Right.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Right. And you know, we there are many of our servicemen and women in dangerous places, and you know, we always hope that they won't need the DAV services, but it's good to know that you're out there just in case.
Has the public, acceptance of the disabled veteran in general changed in the last 10, 20 years? I mean, you look rather young. You probably haven't been involved that long, but...
I believe that it has. I mean, I think we've become a more accepting culture of many things. And I think that we understand that, you know, we're a nation that's involved in multiple wars right now. And the men and women of the armed forces they're just doing their jobs. And so when they come back, we owe them our support. And I believe that there is more awareness. And I believe that, with the medical advances, it's just more visible, and I think there is more support out there, and of course with technology and everything, we have the ability to spread that word better than we have in the past.
That's probably made a tremendous difference, just the internet and being able to get your message out there.
It's pretty neat to watch. The DAV flight team has a Facebook page where we track what we're doing with the DAV flight team at air shows. The DAV itself also has a Facebook page, and I follow it very closely, and they're always posting great information about issues and benefits and things that are available to veterans. And if you just keep that up on your Facebook or your Twitter feed, you'll learn a lot throughout the day.
Well, that's good information to know.
I was going to say, the general public, how do they react toward the DAV? Are they very supportive of your efforts?
I think they are. I think once they understand what we do, you know, that it is a really good, genuine organization. I think the public is really supportive. And, you know, like I said, we go to shows throughout the year, and we have so many people walk up and shake our hands and say thank you for what you're doing. We have people who are military, and we have people who are non-military who come up and thank us. And we have families, and we have, you know, mothers and fathers who have children in the military or have lost children. And they still come up and thank us. And that's a pretty rewarding part of the job.
That is.
Well, I'm so glad to have you here spreading your message of help, and hopefully you'll probably meet some new veterans that are looking for your help.
Yes.
Hopefully this
And where do we find you again?
We're over in Scott's Warbird Alley throughout the week, and also don't forget to attend the Gary Sinise Lieutenant Dan Band concert on Friday, which DAV is sponsoring with Warbirds of America, and Gary Sinise does a lot for DAV, and so we're really excited to have him back here this year.
Sounds like a fantastic show. It's always too crowded. I never managed to get in. But anyway.
Yeah, he does pack the place.
He does. That's a good show.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
I had another question. It went
whoosh. Yeah, I'm blank too. We do that every now and then. It's Monday brain lock.
Sure. Your first Oshkosh?
It is not. I would say it's probably my fifth or sixth.
Oh, you're over that. You're over that.
So you're a veteran then.
I am a veteran of Oshkosh. I noticed that yesterday that I didn't walk in as wide-eyed and stunned as I did several years ago when I walked in here and couldn't believe the multitudes. So now it's sort of old hat, but it's always a thrill to come here.
It's a thrill, but then you're, oh, look, another airplane.
Yeah.
Oh, Panchito, hi.
Right. Yeah. But it's nice to reconnect with the people we see here every year and to come back and to have our continued relationship with Warbirds of America.
I'm assuming that DAV will be here throughout the week.
We will be here all the way through the entire show. Yes.
Very good. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.